The founding fathers of America recognized the standard of ordered liberty under God's law. Defund the police works against that concept. Is resistance to ICE, in effect, defund the police 2.0? Hollywood Morris works against the whole concept of defund the police. And in fact, he started something called Support Our Shields. He's done a lot to help support the police. He wants to also support the ICE agents and oppose the anti-ICE violence. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. Let's welcome back Hollywood Morris. Hollywood, this is very interesting. Tell us a little bit about yourself, about the Support Our Shields, and then we'll talk directly about ICE.
Absolutely, Dr. Newcomb. Thank you for having me on again, my brother. And this is 5 years in for me, five and a half. I started this right after the Defund the Police movement exploded in 2020. And I got a chance to see behind the veil what, you know, the activists, the lies that they were spreading, what the mainstream media, and more importantly, the Democratic Party was doing, the left in America, and the all-out assault that they charged against our law enforcement officers across the nation left devastating impacts, whether it was from absolutely increased ambush attacks, deaths, early retirements, and resignations. And so that impact affected the most vulnerable communities, like the community that I grew up in, you know, full of crime and drugs. And we're seeing just what I call part two or 2.0 of it today. And it's being focused at ICE and Border Patrol.
It's interesting because the media obviously supports the defund ICE or the, you know, the anti-ICE side of things. And unfortunately, a lot of Americans are now beginning to poll in such a way. So, for example, January 13th, there was a poll by The Economist in which they found that more Americans favored abolishing ICE than keeping it. And that percentage difference was 46% versus 43%. And then Don Feder, who wrote an article about this in the Washington Times, then said, quote, "Without ICE, who do you think will arrest criminal aliens in sanctuary cities? The campfire girls?" End quote.
And he's absolutely right. And that's why I said, Dr. Newcomb, that this is 2.0, because this is the same thing that we heard 5.5 years ago when we had these what I call latte liberals, meaning they live behind gated communities with private security, and they literally started a national campaign and had the nerve to say out of their mouths, "We need to reimagine policing," or "Let's imagine a world without policing." If this comes from the top 1 and, you know, to 10% who live high off the hog off of our tax dollars, where you and me and everyday Americans, we are the ones who live with the consequences of their bad policies. And the media plays such an important role because their job is the program. So they frame the stories in a certain way. I don't know. I think your audience may know. I know you know that a report came out 2 weeks ago that 93% of the coverage in Minneapolis of the ICE operations, 93% was negative, was anti-ICE immigration. So they know that their job is to shape the way people think versus giving them the facts of the story and letting Americans decide for themselves. So it's the same playbook, just a different day.
Do you think that most people in Minnesota support what is, you know, the opposition to ICE that is happening in the streets of Minneapolis? Or is it just basically a vocal minority that are there, you know, doing thuggery?
I think it's absolutely a vocal minority, and it's also an imported minority. We're finding out now that these paid agitators and professional protesters are being flown and bused in from across the country. And that's why the citizen journalism and independent media like yourself is so important, because these are Americans that are sick of the propaganda, and we're going on the ground and reporting ourselves. Now, from someone who has been to Minnesota, flown into Minneapolis, and then went out to Pope County, which is about 2.5 hours away, you get two different versions, and it's followed the pattern that we see in a lot of these blue cities. I call them Democrat-ran hellholes across the country, which is in that concentrated area, it is where you have this leftist, Marxist, you know, stronghold. The further you get from these big blue cities, you get normalist, you get normal thinking Americans who understand what is going on. And yet, because of the way, and they know this, the left knows this, that's why they concentrate in those areas. And you see them try to sway elections. Notice it's no coincidence, Doctor, these are the same people who stand firmly against voter ID, and they use people who are melanated, black people in America like I am, highly melanated, to then be the poster children of their campaign. And they say out of their mouths, well, we don't have access to get IDs and driver's license. This is the soft bigotry, you know, that has been the playbook of the left for decades now.
What has been amazing about the Minnesota story is how well organized the anti-ICE people have been. I mean, it's almost like block by block. There's this network where they're communicating with each other. They're saying, oh, okay, this license plate is such and such. Oh, I just checked it up. Oh, this is an ICE agent. Make sure we, you know, get to that person. He's at the corner of 2nd and 3rd. I'm making that up. But you see what I'm saying? They're so well organized. And then they blow their whistles. And somebody might be losing their hearing after all this whistleblowing.
Absolutely. Last week we found out what is being called SignalGate. And that is the Signal app, where it has been exposed that we even have state officials, even as high up in the governor's office, Dr. Newcomb, that are participating in this Signal chat, doxing the license plates, like you said. They're coordinating. They have shifts. And that was the part that the media conveniently overlooked for the first 3 days and have reluctantly had to cover about Alex Pretty. It was that he was a part of this Signal chat, and these people are working shifts like we would work a 12-hour or 8-hour job. So this is very well coordinated, and it's coming from the top. And we cannot forget how convenient this is for them when their state is being exposed for, some estimates have it, as high as an $8 billion fraud scheme that has gone on. So it's amazing to me how these things run hand in hand. And like I said, as someone who grew up in this same type of environment in South Florida and saw the corruption firsthand with the Iron Triangle, a friend of you and that we're both familiar with, Vince Everett Ellison, talks about it, you know, that you have these groups that set up in vulnerable communities, you know, where poverty is high, where substance abuse is high, and they basically create a mafia-type network to further exploit the people and to send the tax burden off to the hardworking Americans, and it has to stop.
Well, what's so amazing about the story in Minneapolis is that basically what ICE is trying to do is remove these convicted criminals who are illegal aliens. It's not just for the crime of having violated the border, although that itself is a crime, but the fact that,
Absolutely.
You know, some of these are rapists and murderers and so forth. And because the local police are not allowed to participate with ICE, then, you know, so it just takes a lot more agents to just try and arrest these people. And now it seems almost as if the left is winning the propaganda war on this.
Absolutely. And this is, like I said before, Dr. Newcomb, this is the same playbook that we've seen over at least 7 decades, just a different day. And I want to back up to something that you mentioned about the whistles and the noise. See, that's a part of a tactic that even goes back to CIA training, where you cause disorientation. Any of your listeners will understand, if we've ever been to, especially a college football game with the amount of stadiums like University of Alabama, University of Michigan, where you have over 100,000 people, and you can't hear your conversation with the person next to you. Now, think about agents who are trying to communicate in life and death situations on the ground, and they can't hear, and that's why they do the noise. They're doing that on purpose. They cause the chaos because they literally want a situation to happen, a tragedy, where they can then turn around and blame this administration and blame ICE. And they totally, which shouldn't be a surprise to us who've watched this happen for decades, they never acknowledge the point that, like you pointed out, they are the reason that ICE is there for their sanctuary city policies. And on top of that, there would not be these same type of interactions that turn deadly between ICE and these agitators had the local police departments been able to do their job. ICE is not there for crowd control. The Governor Walz knows this, Mayor Fry knows this, and they are complicit in this. They have told the local police departments, and those police chiefs are also a part of the problem. They are standing down on purpose and creating the powder keg situation that we saw play out, because this is their playbook. And if Americans understand how sinister this is nothing different than what you saw take place in Venezuela in our lifetime, Cuba. You know, we can go across the globe, whether it's China. This is the playbook that is used, because it's all tied into Marxist communist ideology.
A majority of Americans elected Donald J. Trump, you know, in 2024. And the whole point was, or one of the main promises that he's worked to keep, is closing the border. And he's done a fantastic job on closing the border. Now it's a matter of trying to get, you know, all these that, you know, came in illegally. So far, there are even critics on the right saying, you haven't gotten enough out. Well, my goodness, look at all the opposition just to get the ones that they have gotten out. It's mind-boggling.
It is, Dr. Newcomen, and it's frustrating. And this is why we can no longer be Monday morning coaches and quarterbacks in America. Those of us who have been redeemed by Christ, those of us who believe in the Constitution, that believe that we live in the greatest nation that God has ever allowed to exist. Now, all of us may not be a Nick Sorter or a Cam Higby or one of these journalists that are on the ground. But we can light up our elected officials. That we can do. We can play our part. President Trump was elected on this mandate, and that's what we voted for. And I'm not ashamed to come out and say it, regardless of the backlash, you know, that I received. But it's important that we understand that the administration can't do it by themselves. This is where we come in, you know, as the Americans who want to make our nation great again, that want to preserve our nation for the next generation, we have to be activated. This is not something that we can watch from the sidelines and just put it all on President Trump and this administration to say, get it done. You and I, of course, live in the great state of Florida, the free state of Florida. And let's talk about the contrast with this, Dr. Jerry. We had just in the month of January, in one weekend, where over 10,000 illegal aliens were picked up in an operation here in Florida. Very little headlines, no rioting, no protesting, because you have full cooperation with local government, state of Florida, and federal government. That's how it's done.
No fingers bitten off or anything like that. No threats of Nuremberg
Correct.
Trials. By the way, you know, there are some commentators saying things like, well, when we get in power, what we need to do is have Nuremberg trials for these ICE agents and those involved in the Trump administration with this, basically these attempts to get these illegal criminals out of our country.
Yes. And it is, again, this is who they are. The American people have the opportunity, possibly, now for you and I, we followed this closely for decades, but to really get to see the left, and they run the DNC, for who they really are, because their ideology has always been, since their inception, remember, this is the party that was created to preserve slavery. We're also talking about the party of Jim Crow and the welfare state in Black America. This is all, you know, their prized projects. So what they want to do is intimidate those who are serving with valor, those who are actually standing to protect the Constitution, and they're sending out warning shots to say, if you continue on this righteous cause, that when we do get power, we will prosecute you. And they're not bluffing. We saw this in the previous administration, and this is where I said this is Defund the Police 2.0, Dr. Newcomen, is realized that this is they attacked law enforcement on multiple sides, like a multi-front war.
Okay, and we're out of time. Let me give your website. It is supportourshield.com. Hollywood Morris, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.